Carlton was a big story again yesterday.
How big was Carlton?
Into the programs last night, and you pick up the Age this morning. Mark McClure has had a crack at his old club. He's frustrated. He's emotional. He says, we ask the question, what do they stand for? They are non-competitive, all that type of thing. Okay, but you went down a different track last night. You talked about Mark Murphy, the former captain of Carlton as well, and where you see him at right now.
Yeah, so we were discussing some of the ways the clubs have, you know, kept themselves fresh, Richmond being the best in the competition. And one of the ways they've done it, Wispy, is that they continue to challenge their players to play in different roles. And I'm just trying to find the actual players. So this year already, every round they have changed roles for certain players.
I've got the document here that you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, so Richmond. Let's look at Richmond.
That's what I'm talking about.
Under the spinning of the magnets. Okay, so Pickett's gone to defence. Edwards has gone to defence. Ross on the wing. Graham Ford, Baker on the wing. GWS in the last couple of weeks, they've spun the magnets too. Kelly's gone forward. Cal Ward's gone back as an inside midfielder, where he should be, by the way.
Yeah.
And Haynes has gone from a halfback flank to the wing. Yeah.
So there's some imagination being shown. And then they said to me, well, who, you know, because I did the Carlton game, who would you change? And I don't know whether Petrivki Seaton's going to make the world of difference going in the middle, but I'd certainly try it. I'd throw things around.
Just on that point, when he did last play in there, I think he had... what do you have? 91% game time was his career best game that he played.
Yeah, yeah.
Currently, he's rated as the 9th best field kick across the AFL.
Yeah, and they're a horrible kicking team. So that's one that, you know, we looked at and thought maybe it's a possibility. Brendan Bolton played him in the midfield and he's been redeployed. But I just got to thinking about Mark Murphy, having watched him on the weekend. Yep. And I would throw the challenge back down to Mark and say, don't. And he's on 289 games, I reckon. And at the moment, it looks like he's going to be in. It's sort of inevitable limping to 300 and, you know, he's playing high forward, you know, have no impact. I'll throw the challenge back to him and say, mate, get back in the midfield. Go back. We'll give you a couple of weeks to go back and train hard and get some miles into the legs. Travis Boak did it. They took Travis Boak out of the middle and said, we're going to make you a high half forward. And you know what? After a year, Travis Boak said, no, I'm going back in the midfield, and demanded he went back and trained like a midfielder. And now he's in the best three midfielders in the competition. I think that would send a great message to the rest of Carlton. If Mark Murphy stood up in front of the group and said, hey, I am not satisfied with finishing my career as a high half forward getting 10 and 12 touches. I'd rather go back and put it all on the line and be what I was for however many years as an elite inside or elite midfielder. And I'll go and help Cripps and I'll go and help Walsh and I'll drag Petrivki Seaton with me and whoever else wants to come. Because I'm not satisfied on withering on the vine out on a half-forward flank and finishing my career as a part-time footy player.
I agree 100% with that, and I've said that to you many times, that I don't know why they are persisting with playing him as that small forward, because that is not what he can do. I don't think that actually suits and fits his talent set.
Had a message that he sent. What about a great message that would send to the rest of his group?
Well, that would be a conversation that he would need to have. Firstly, with David Teague, the coach, would he not? And I would think, as a senior player, mature player with a good relationship with his coach, he would have had that conversation at some
point. Well, if he came up and laid that on straight and said, I'd rather not be, you know, I'm not earning my keep here.
I don't want to play out here.
No, I want to be here. Do you reckon David Teague wouldn't look at that and go, I love this. I love that you are challenging.
Just give me a quarter of football back in the middle where I've made my name as an AFL
Tim,
player.
I'm sure his workload has been down. He's going to need a few weeks. I would say, okay, you show me. Train hard, do this, that, ramp it up, and then you go. Mundy, off the SMS, 35 years of age. David Mundy's cruising around like a Rolls Royce.
Yes, but where's he playing?
That's what I'm saying, in the midfield.
Where he is suited to play.
So I think that might be one of the first steps to saying, rightio, bang, Liam Stocker, you come with me. You've had 38, everyone's screaming out for a chance. You come with me. Let's get this midfield up and going, and maybe the other pieces might fall into place.
Great stuff from you. I'm bloody sad now. I missed your show last night.